Some industrial hemp farmers in Madison County are rooting for a federal proposal that would take the plant off the federal government's Schedule 1 list of controlled substances and into the homes of New Yorkers as food products like baby greens or protein bars. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
J.D. Farms in Eaton last year grew the first legalized crop of industrial hemp in New York State in 80 years. While it's been able to cultivate the plant through state programs, a huge roadblock remains. The fact that hemp, because it's also in the cannabis family people associate with marijuana, is listed as a Schedule 1 drug by the federal government. But industrial hemp doesn't have any of the effects that marijuana has. J.D. Farms part owner Dan Dolgen says if this federal designation was lifted and hemp is seen as an agricultural commodity,
then all of the dominoes will fall and you'll be able to get crop insurance, you'll be able to get it, you know, across the border, you'll be able to establish a domestic seed program and really give American farmers a chance to participate in a multi-billion dollar industry.
At this point, J.D. Farms has been distributing the tiny hemp leaves that are eaten as a baby green in some restaurants in New York City. And because hemp is a high-protein green, his farm will soon be rolling out products that use the seeds.
You could use it into a number of different high-value snacks, so like toasted seed snacks and clusters and protein bars and all sorts of baking mixes. So it really, you know, you can think of it like chia and pea protein and other different types of seed and plant-based proteins.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is among lawmakers pushing the Industrial Hemp Farming Act that would change federal laws and ultimately clear the way for things like crop insurance protection. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.